Borrowing our way through 2023. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Consumers' credit card balances are at a record high. That is according to a new report from the New York Fed. More of us are also late with loan payments. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins me now with more. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sabri.
So how deep in debt are we consumers? How much do we owe on our credit cards?
Well, the New York Fed says credit card balances grew $61 billion in the last 3 months of 2022, and that's the biggest jump they've ever recorded in their data, which goes back to 1999. During the pandemic, people were able to use relief checks to pay down debt.
Yeah, and the government's not sending those out anymore. Inflation can't be helping, I imagine.
Oh, definitely not. And consumers are paying more for necessities like food. They're also paying higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve is raising rates to try to snuff out inflation. The New York Fed says more consumers are making late payments on their car loans and credit cards.
Younger borrowers are apparently having the most trouble at this point. Why is that particularly important?
Well, the New York Fed says that's especially worrying because right now student loan payments are paused, but that moratorium will probably end later this year, Sabri. And the Fed says once millions of young borrowers start having to make student loan payments, the delinquency rate on their bills could rise even more.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It has been nearly 2 weeks since that horrific earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria killed 40,000 people and displaced many thousands more. The United Nations has now launched a $1 billion appeal to help more than 5 million earthquake survivors in Turkey, which has also made its own pledges for rebuilding. And the country has been setting aside money for just this type of disaster relief. Victoria Craig has more from Ankara.
The government had a fund that has been called the earthquake tax. It's a monthly fee on things like mobile phone usage, and it was originally put in place following the deadly 1999 earthquake in Marmara, and it was supposed to end in 2003 but made permanent in 2004. And the whole idea is that all this tax money was going to go to public works projects to rebuild after that 99 earthquake. It's been reported that about $500 million was collected through that tax last year, but it isn't clear how that money has been spent.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier this month, two online giants reported that their ad revenue last quarter was down compared to the same time a year ago. Facebook's parent company Meta and Google's parent Alphabet. What does a slowdown in ad spending mean? It usually means businesses are concerned about an economic slowdown. But a lot of smaller businesses in particular say actually they're going to go ahead and advertise anyway. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that.
Throughout the pandemic, a lot of beauty supply stores popped up in the Dallas area. Frankisha Watkins owns a store herself. She watched as new competitors opened.
For Black businesses, Black beauty supply stores specifically, I saw it go from 3 or 4 to 30 in Dallas in the last 3 or 4 years. That's a lot.
Watkins says the additional competition prompted her to spend more on ads for her store, Be Polished Beauty Supply, on social media, search engines, and local billboards.
My monthly ad budget might have been $1,000, you know, a couple of years ago where I didn't have to get in front of all of these stores. Now I have increased that by 50% or even 100%.
Watkins says sales this year haven't been as good as last year or the year before, but she's still planning to keep spending on ads.
So my overall goal for advertising is brand awareness, not necessarily, you know, making all the sales, which would be nice, but it is important for me for people to know who we are, where we're located, what we offer, and those types of things.
Another reason some small businesses are spending more on ads is because advertising online has gotten more complicated. A couple years ago, Apple announced a new feature of its mobile operating system that allowed users to opt out of being tracked.
And so it's very difficult to say, oh, this is the type of person that buys our product and actually be able to reach them.
That's Kate Matsudara. She owns Ink and Volt, a company that sells planners, journals, and other productivity tools. Since she can't target customers as precisely anymore, she's been spending more on marketing in more places like TikTok and search engines and in more formats.
You know, we have to invest more in photography. We're investing a lot more in video, which is more expensive to create than photos.
And all of that requires more expertise.
We now pay an agency to do our Facebook campaigns. We hired a full-time social media person to focus on organic reach and building out our social media channels.
All this has increased Matsudara's overall cost, she says, by about 10 to 15%. Which is significant, considering her notebooks and planners are low-margin items. But Matsudara says she doesn't really have a choice but to advertise more, since that's how she finds most of her customers.
I mean, we're all e-commerce and all online, so it will continue to be a big investment area for us.
And Matsudara says she's paying her ad agency a flat monthly fee, so the more advertising she does, the better. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler, Nick Esposito, and Jay Siebold. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.